I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
In southwest Wisconsin was the town of Raymond, Wisconsin. I say was because in 2019, Raymond officially became a village. But back in 1999, the town had a population of 3,500 people. Early on the morning, July 21st, 1999, a man and his teenage daughter were walking their dog on a picturesque country road in Raymond. It had stormed the night before. As they walked, they noticed some drag marks in the dirt from the road into a cornfield. Then their dog ran into the field. They followed the dog. They discovered the dead body of a young woman. It was clear that she had died a violent death. Bruises were clearly visible and they were all over her body. The daughter thought that the woman's arm was broken because it was behind her in an unnatural position. The medical examiner determined that the woman had only been dead for about a day before she was found. She had been tortured for a long time before her death, possibly for years. She was slightly malnourished. As the father and daughter noted, her body was badly bruised. Several ribs had recently been broken, but those weren't the only injuries to her ribs. Several of them had been broken before and healed. It appeared that her throat had been scalded, as if she had been forced to drink something incredibly hot. Her nose was broken. Her left ear was deformed because it had been cut. Her lips were split open. She had been struck on the head repeatedly. There were 4 lacerations on her scalp. There were chemical burns over 25% of her body. There were odd half-loop marks on her body that the medical examiner couldn't explain. She had also been branded several times. It appeared she had been sexually assaulted because there was blunt force trauma on her genitals. Finally, she had a road-type rash injury that appeared to be from dragging. The medical examiner believed that the road rash happened after she was dead. Ultimately, the woman died of sepsis pneumonia caused by her extensive injuries. She probably died the day before her body was found. She died somewhere other than the field. She was dragged from a vehicle, which left the road rash mark, and then left in the field. There was no clues to the woman's identity at the scene. She was dressed in a men's western-style gray shirt with a red floral design on the front and snap buttons. She was also wearing black sweatpants, but she didn't have anything on her feet. The police thought that the shirt might help identify her, or at least be a clue as to where she came from. They learned that throughout 1984, that shirt style was sold throughout the United States. So it did not help them narrow down the geographical area where the woman may have came from.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows. From the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
And now, back to our episode.
Experts thought she was between the ages of 18 to 30, but she was possibly as old as 35. Her teeth were in poor condition and had not been taken care of. There was also speculation that she was cognitively impaired. The woman did not match any missing persons report. The police released sketches of the woman, but they did not generate any leads. After 2 months after the body was found, she was interred at the Holy Family Cemetery in Caledonia, Wisconsin. Her grave marker was engraved, "Daughter, Jane Doe." Then the dates for when her body was found and her burial were also engraved. Finally, there was a statement, "Gone but not forgotten." The statement proved to be correct because over the next 2 decades, there were professional and amateur investigations into her identity, which would hopefully lead to the person who brutalized and ultimately killed her.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
Please take a moment to follow, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.